Well, a poster will come up on the screen, and when it does, I'd like the youngsters to tell me any mistakes you spot in it. There are 10 mistakes, and the person who did the poster really needs your help to correct it. Right. Any of the youngsters tell me any of the mistakes? Yes. Saturday isn't spelt right. How should it be spelt? Nearly right. It's you are in the middle. Yes, very good. Well spotted. Yes. Enfield is spelt wrong. That's correct. Yes, how should it be spelt? An E, that's right. The E instead of the I. Yes. Yeah. Any other mistakes? Yes. March is spelt wrong. Yes. So how should March be spelt? That's correct. There should be a C instead of an S. Yes. Any other mistakes? Catherine. It should. Well spotted. Yes. Christchurch should have a gap in the middle. That's it? Yes. So it's two words. Not one word. Well spotted. Yes. Yeah. Yes. It says 2011. Yes. Yes. So that should be 2012. Correct. Yes. Glad we've got some eagle-eyed people. Yeah. Catherine. March isn't in autumn. Well, that's correct, yes. Yeah. So it should be the what bazaar? Spring bazaar, yes. Yes. The spring bazaar. Yeah. Any more mistakes there? Any of the youngsters spot any more mistakes? Any contributions from the BB? You're not letting the guiding groups do it all, are you? Well, there are some more mistakes. Yes. The time's wrong. So what should it be? You're certainly right about the timing wrong. Ah, yes, it's gone up correctly, hasn't it? 10 a.m. instead of 10 p.m. Yes, we're not going to have a bazaar at 10 p.m., are we, in the evening? No, well spotted, yes. Catherine. That's right, yes, refreshments is spelt wrongly. Yeah, so how should it be spelt? That's right, yes. There should be an N in. Yes, correct. Yeah, right. Well, there are still some more mistakes there. I don't know who did this poster, but he's a bit ignorant. Yes. Bazaar, bazaar's wrong, is it? Yes, so what should it be? It should be a Z, shouldn't it, instead of an S? Yes, correct. Yep. Yep, very good. Yes. I think there's still another mistake there. Do you know what it is? Any of the youngsters? It's time for the boys' brigade to shine now. You're outnumbered, aren't you, by all these guides, so it's a bit unfair. Yes. Yeah. Any of the rainbows, brownies, guides and rangers spot the other mistake? Otherwise, I'm going to have to ask the adults, you know. Can you get it? Or do I have to ask the adults? I mean, I hope the adults have spotted it. Right at the very back row, yes, Debbie. It should be reformed, yes. There should be an ED on reformed. Yes. Yeah, that's a common mistake. So, well, we've seen a poster there with all those mistakes. Now, on the computer, it's very easy to correct them and you don't notice there's been a mistake. But if that was a handwritten poster with a pen, felt tip pen, anything like that, or if you are writing a Christmas card with a pen, or anything with a pen or a pencil, it would be very difficult to rectify those mistakes. How would you do it? How would you put the mistakes right? Yes, Catherine. A Tippex, yes, yeah, that's a good way. Any other way you might use? Tippex. How would you correct a mistake? We've got Tippex. Any other thoughts? Well, you could use a rubber, couldn't you? You could rub things out, or you might just cross them out, mightn't you? Or you might write over them. But if you were to do that, well, people would probably notice there's been a mistake, wouldn't they? And it's rather the same in life. If we do something wrong, it's very hard to put it right without leaving some sort of signs of the mistake. And so it could just be one error of judgment, one thoughtless action, and well, we make a mess of things for ourselves and for other people. And no matter how hard we try to disguise a mistake, well, scars can still be left. It's very difficult to completely cover over our mistakes. But of course, we'd want to, wouldn't we? We'd want to make a fresh start and get rid of the blotted copybook and have a clean sheet. And you might say to yourself, well, this is impossible. We can't turn the clock back. But let's read some words from the Bible, from Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 to 28. I will give you a new heart and a new mind. I will take away your stubborn heart of stone and give you an obedient heart. I will put my spirit in you, and I will see to it that you follow my laws and keep all the commands I have given you. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people, and I will be your God. And so God, through Ezekiel, is saying that he can make a new start with us. And we have a similar thought in the New Testament from the Apostle Paul. From the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17, and Paul writes, "Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old is gone, the new has come." And that's really the heart of the gospel message, that God in Christ can give us a new beginning. And not only that, God, through his Spirit, can work deep inside of us. So when we meet the same challenges where we went wrong before, God can help us not to make the same mistake again. We'll all do wrong. We'll all fail. But whoever we are, if we seek God's forgiveness and God's guidance, he is willing to wipe the slate clean and give us a new start in Jesus Christ. And thank you for all your help with that talk. The person who did that poster with all the errors is very grateful for your corrections.